high off your own supply. From a P to a G, it's all about money. 10 beats for a 10 bass pipe come free. And people out there not hip to the fact, if you see somebody getting money for crack, he's the
dope man, dope man.
I just can't quit!
Welcome to part two of Eric and Ted's Ice Cream Social season
premiere.
Your
family-friendly episode,
exactly.
Clearly.
But I got to tell you, man, that you know, I was having a conversation with one of our players recently. I'm a high school football coach. I was spending a little bit of time with one of our players driving over to the stadium, and I had something like this on in the car. Mm. And he's a young guy, listens to a lot of rap. And he says, you know, coach, like, what do you listen to rap? And I said, I listen to important music.
Yes. That is a big distinction.
I listen to important music. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter if it's Johnny Cash or if it's Dr. Dre.
Yep.
It's good.
Yeah.
All right.
And when it's good and groundbreaking, you know, it's evolutionary.
Yeah. That is honestly,
yeah.
They're the Beatles. They're the Led Zeppelin. You know, they're whatever, the Van Halen. They are the most important rap band of all time after... only Grandmaster Flash, who basically blew it up.
Laid the groundwork.
Yeah. So you had, and if you kind of go back and listen to music coming out of like early, like, you know,
he built the foundation and then NWA came, built a big ass mansion on it.
Yeah, exactly.
And everybody's
made
been
out
eating
of,
off of
out
that.
Out of drug money. Yes, yeah. And, but the, you know, when you go back and listen to bands like Herman's Hermits.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter.
I got a lovely daughter.
Now, rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Herman, from Herman's Hermits. He passed away.
He passed away this
year.
Yeah,
so, you know.
Sad news.
Yeah.
You know, he's no longer Henry VIII.
Yeah, oh, stop. Don't take me down
We're
that road.
We're going to the wrong demographic, I think. We need to turn this around.
All right, and we will do that right this second. Yeah. We're going to give you our NFL predictions for the season. We are not going to do a week-to-week today. We're going to talk about...
unnecessary.
Let's talk about the end result.
Yes.
All right. So working back from February, Eric, I want to know right off the top, dude, who are your Super Bowl teams this year? And then you can tell me why.
Well, first of all, I'd like to hearken back to last year of my prediction of the Super Bowl appearers.
Or combatants.
Sure.
Teams.
We'll use proper English here.
Sure.
We'll go with that.
Oxford comma.
Yeah.
Don't forget your Oxford comma.
Seattle and New England.
Okay.
We're pretty much dead on that. And I thought Seattle was going to win. They should have. They didn't. Tom Brady gets his fourth ring. Good for him. This year, I predict the same damn thing.
I'm pretty close.
Patriots in Seattle. I'm sorry. See, Green Bay's not going to beat Seattle. The only team that I can see beyond Seattle in the West going to the Super Bowl. And it's only because sometimes, I guess, God just loves them, and that's the Giants. Giants sometimes just pull off ridiculous, insane crap, going 8-8, sneaking into the playoffs, and running through teams, and showing up in the Super Bowl. And they're the only people that can beat the Patriots, clearly.
In the past, that's born true. But I, you know,
how many Super Bowls
know.
Have Tom Brady and Belichick
no, no, I,
lost?
That's what I'm telling you
to the Giants.
Yeah, I agree. I'm not disagreeing with you at all. There's an interesting template being followed by the Dallas Cowboys right now, and I'll tell you the most important guy in the entire Cowboys franchise is Stephen Jones.
Okay,
it's Jerry's kid.
Yep,
who didn't have to go back too far into the past to realize you put the biggest offensive line in football in front of a capable quarterback, which Romo is
more
capable.
He's more than capable.
Yeah,
come on.
But he's not. He'll be the reason they don't. Romo has that Favreian flair to throw a pick at the worst possible time. And however, Stephen Jones has built the biggest offensive line, the biggest defensive line.
Where's your running back?
That's the point. They sort of don't need one.
Really?
Yeah.
So you were fine with them not
jettison
getting Murray. Yeah.
DeMarco Murray.
You don't think that he could have
helped
them this
year? See, I absolutely believe they could have. But first of all, he's already hurt. Now, he's already hurt going into the season. I'm not saying that the Cowboys shouldn't have had him. And I think that it's great. I think it would have been great if he had been there. But not having him, the most expendable position
in the NFL is running back
right now.
The shortest life.
Yep. And it's
much.
Right now, you are looking at this era where with five wide, so you have
there's nobody over the age of 32 right now playing running back in the NFL
except for D'Angelo Hall, right? Or
did no, he's 32.
Oh, he's 32. He D'Angelo Williams. The, I'm yeah, sorry, yeah. D'Angelo Williams. Yeah. My mistake.
He is the oldest at 32.
At 32. Yeah. So and
I think Fred Jackson's right there as well at 32, but that is the oldest.
And there you have it. Tom Brady's 38, and he just threw four touchdown passes the other night.
Three to that monster Gronk.
Ooh, that dude is otherworldly.
Yes,
yes,
he is.
You know, people, I've had this conversation too a bunch of times about people like, oh, you sound like a wicked Patriots fan. Well,
we're realists and students of the game, as you had referred to. Yeah. We're fans of football. We have our teams, but we're knowledgeable enough to recognize talent.
I love
where there's talent.
Rex Ryan. Like, I love Rex Ryan.
See the picture of him in his office of the Bills? And his wife's feet are on his computer screen?
That's
classic Rex. Classic Rex.
Oh, Rex.
Oh, you cheeky bastard.
See, now, Rex Ryan.
Cheeky monkey.
Rex Ryan's in that tough little spot.
Glad he stayed in the East. That's fantastic for the East. That's the kind of guy for us.
That's a great guy for football.
Yes.
You know what? Dan Snyder in Washington would be, if Dan Snyder could get his head out of his ass for 5 fucking minutes. And
what, the owner of the Redskins?
The Washington
Redskins
football franchise. Yeah, them. $20 in the swear jar. So at any rate, if Dan Snyder, he would be a great villain for the NFL. Or for the NFC. He would be a great villain for the NFC. But he's a dipshit.
Yes.
He's an ass. He doesn't know how to run a goddamn franchise. You and I, give us...
We need an Al Davis.
Yeah, and you know what? It looks like, and according to everybody else in the league, we got one now. In New England.
Oh.
We have the guys who are blowing it up, the guys who don't pay attention, the us against the world.
Yep.
So when people talk to me about the Patriots, my thing about them is every time everybody makes up this bullshit about them, what makes me actually like them more? Tom Brady's the best quarterback that ever played the game.
Yep.
Bill Belichick is one of the three or four best coaches that ever coached.
The four-letter network,
yep,
the NFL, and the rest of the football-loving community outside of New England has ruined me in hating on the Patriots. You've known me
forever.
For over a decade.
Yeah.
Okay? I love hating on the Patriots. I loved it.
Yep.
I thrived on it.
Yep.
I would go to the people's homes and their Patriots fans watching the games, and I would piss them off because I'd relish in all the mistakes or if they'd lose.
Dude, you went to a Patriots playoff game against the Dolphins in like the Costanza-sized Dolphins coat.
Yes, in my parka, and if anybody who's a football fan, you know the game. It was the blizzard game. It was when they were throwing the snow up in the air after Brewski scored the touchdown, the interception. Okay? I was at that game getting pelted with big chunks of ice, not by accident.
No.
Okay, so I have every reason to hate on the Patriots. But as soon as everybody else started piling on with all the crap, and it started with the Spygate, it took that away from me. I feel like I got robbed because now I can't hate on them because I don't agree with it.
Yeah, hate them because they're great? Fine. Because they beat your team? Great.
But that's
no
not
problem.
Why people are hating on them, so I can't, there's nothing to, if, I can't if, do anything.
There are teams all over the league that can't get over the hump.
Yep.
And
that's the worst spot to be in.
And that's the worst spot to be in.
As a millionaire, billionaire. A
billionaire.
Yeah.
As a club owner.
Yep.
As the guy who's writing the checks.
Yep.
And you keep looking out across the field, and you see friggin' number 12 out there.
Yep.
And you see Bill Belichick on the other side.
Yep.
And all you can think of is they have to be cheating to beat me.
Yep.
We covered it in segment one, and I honestly think that the parity reason is why there's a dedicated effort, a concerted effort to make the Patriots look bad at every conceivable time.
Yep. Because there is a difference between hating those who are on top, like Dallas in the 90s. I hated them. If you weren't a Cowboys fan, you hated those Dallas Cowboys.
And I loved them.
But there was
course.
No conversations about them cheating, though Jimmy Johnson did plenty of crap.
Yeah, Jimmy Johnson actually talks about...
Yeah, he was the first one they brought it up when Spygate happened.
He's like, I did that all the time.
Everybody did it. Coward did it. Everybody did it. If you were good, you did it.
Yeah.
If you were doing your job, you did it.
Yeah.
But you hated them because they were good. And you hated each individual.
Yeah.
Because they were
in
that
a different
good.
Way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because they were that good, except for Moose Johnson.
Yeah. If you hated him, then you were just
I mean?
A douche.
Yeah, exactly. He's like the Paul O'Neill.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Paul O'Neill wanted to go 5-for-4 every night.
Exactly.
Best
you know,
line
you got
to
appreciate that. But But it's a different level now. It's not you're hating on them because they're because
well, you know what?
And then they're finding these reasons, these excuses. Grown men, grown millionaires are finding excuses. Coaches, people that have been in this business, people that are on TV, that they're shoving down your throat on that four-letter network.
Cheater, 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 cheater.
And that's
cheater,
all
cheater,
you
cheater.
Hear.
My favorite, of course, was Jerry Rice talking about like, oh, these titles are tainted. I'm Jerry Rice. These titles are tainted. And then like somebody was like, oh, Jerry, what? And then we actually had a Twitter exchange with this dick. We sent him, we were like, are you kidding, Jerry? Like, hashtag stick him, you douche. The dude says, I kind of know it's cheating, but everybody was doing it. Okay, Jerry, okay. But that means you're the best wide receiver in history, and you got an asterisk.
Yep.
Because you just told us
let's
you
hand them all out.
Cheated. Yep. So let's hand them all out.
And we'll throw Aaron Rodgers in with his love of overinflating balls.
Oh, of course.
He likes them overinflated.
You,
we'll throw
you're
them all
a cheater.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Oh,
that
my God.
One's
Tony
got
Dungy.
Spots.
And then that one's smoking a joint. Get him up against the wall.
That's it.
Against the wall. Yeah, man, I'm telling you. The entire,
that's what it is.
But the entire NFL is so full of that stuff. It's just driving me crazy, and it's funny, we said we weren't going to talk about
it. But that's okay though, but we've talked about it, we've addressed it, I think we've put it to bed. We put it to bed for all our loyal listeners.
So, well, why don't you
stop crying?
Yeah, so stop crying.
Focus on your own damn team.
Yeah, and get over it. Yeah. So we have the Patriots and we have the Seahawks in the Super Bowl. I won't ask you who the winner is going to be, but let's roll back. Who do you have for the playoffs coming out of the AFC? Talk
okay.
for a second.
All right, so clearly, we have the Patriots winning the division in the East. Mm-hmm. Clearly. They're not taking the wild card. The Dolphins are going to take the wild card. They will be 11-5 this year. I'm not going to get into that. If you don't see how improved the Dolphins are and how beast their defense is going to be and how big a year Tannehill's going to have, then I don't want to talk here.
Okay.
Wasting my time. So they're taking a wild card spot. Then you got the AFC North. All right? Mm-hmm. I don't think Pittsburgh's going to do it this year. As much as I hate to say it, Baltimore's going to win that division.
Yeah, they're still a damn good team.
And you know, they got Tony Flacco with an eye. best quarterback to ever play the game. Okay. And matter of fact, I shared a Sports Illustrated article a few weeks ago that stated it. I'm not joking.
Yeah.
That was real.
Yeah.
We've been saying it for the last year or so. And Sports Illustrated finally
has finally
us
caught on.
Yes,
finally
that
caught
he
on.
He is the best quarterback ever.
You know, and by the way, and I want to make sure I actually say this out loud. And I know that you have connections to the Pacific North, the Pacific Northwest.
Yes.
And how you are a Seahawks fan.
Yes.
If you're following an NFC team, I have basically I've gone back and I've watched the Super Bowl again, and I've watched some of the America's Game stuff, and I watched Russell Wilson last season.
Yep.
And I have pinned one irrefutable fact on Russell Wilson's passing game. It's throw it up to the one-on-one coverage and mm-hmm. hope for a bomb or a pass interference.
Okay.
Now, I acknowledge that he is a tremendous quarterback and he's a talented kid. All right.
If you call him a game manager, you know what direction I'm going to go with that.
Now,
right?
I don't believe that he's a game
okay,
manager.
Okay, good.
Okay. I believe that he's a capable guy to lead a team. But every single solitary time he needs to, quote, make a play, it is literally uncork it to the one-on-one coverage.
Okay.
Every goddamn time.
Listen.
Go ahead.
Listen, I'm gonna have to stop you there.
Okay.
Okay. And I think, to a fault, his success rate has made it seem like he's been in the league longer than he has.
Mm-hmm.
He was same draft as Tannehill?
Yep.
Okay.
So
we're talking, right, we're talking about, in one breath, we're talking about the strides that Tannehill's going to make in mm-hmm. his fourth year. Okay, primed and ready. And that's actually a fair amount of time for a good elite quarterback out of college to finally come into his own. Mm. Okay? It is.
Right.
You know, then not everybody is going to be a star right out the gate.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So, but Russell Wilson comes in. Immediate success.
They actually got rid of Matt Flynn, who they'd signed.
Exactly.
For big money.
They had signed. They gave him a bunch of money, and he lost the job to the rookie.
Dude, talk about a lottery win, man.
Yeah.
Every time that guy
huge.
Stops somewhere, he makes a ton of money and then
yep,
leaves.
And then leaves. Brilliant. Mm-hmm. So now he's had all the success. So people kind of get the impression that he stopped growing, stopped evolving.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we've seen the extent of his game. I think we're going to see the same thing that we're seeing with Tannehill, that we're seeing with Luck, that they're still improving. Every year, Luck has been in the league. He's improved by one game, literally, which is why right now they are technically the favorite out of the East
and,
to go to the Super Bowl at 26%.
And they have their AFC finalist, Bama.
Yes. Oh, that my is, God. That is the AFC finalist.
That is the most pathetic thing I've ever seen.
Speaking of participation trophies.
Yeah, right.
I just came from a banquet and they were handing them out like candy. So might as well a banner for all.
Oh, my God. So
that's why I stopped you there on Russell Wilson. He's not done yet.
Okay.
He's not done yet. So, all right.
You've
so
given me your AFC picks.
Yeah. Well, I haven't gotten to the South. So we got Baltimore. I think we have Baltimore winning the North. Then you move on to the South. You got the Colts. So, yes, we've already decided that. And then when you get to the West, I got to believe the Chargers.
Chargers
Denver can't feel their fingers. And I'm talking about Peyton Manning. Cut that meat.
The Peyton
Chicken
Manning excuse machine.
Tastes so good.
Nothing like that new car smell.
So I don't think Denver is definitely not. Well, not definitely. I don't think they're going to win their division. I think the Chargers are going to do it.
Sorry, I can't help it.
Stop. All right, we're trying to be serious here.
Okay,
this is serious radio. Clearly.
Do you honestly believe that dude drives a Buick? No shit. Really? Peyton Manning drives a goddamn Buick.
I used to drive a Buick before driving a Buick was being cool.
And driving a Buick's never been cool. He reminds me so much of Hank Hill. God damn it, Bobby. Except I don't go to Tom Landry Junior High School.
So I think Denver will take the wild card, second wild card.
Yeah.
So I have the
Dolphins.
But
the Peyton Manning excuse machine's already in high gear about he can't feel his fingers. Yes.
He's old.
Yeah, but all right.
That's
fine.
It. They had their window. They had their 1 to 2 year window in Denver. We said that was going to happen.
Well, good thing if that window closes on Peyton Manning's fingers, he won't feel it. So.
So good. NFC East time. All right, so we got your Dallas Cowboys.
I got the Cowboys winning the East and taking an early exit.
Because our buddy from previously aforementioned Puerto Rican Minute.
The Puerto Rican Minute.
Yes, believes. And there it goes. Believes that the Giants are going to win the division.
I don't think the Giants will have more than 9 wins.
That could win the division in the NFC East.
The Cowboys are going to go 13-3, 12-4. Yeah. And they're going to are going to blow up I'm telling you right now at the end of the season.
That is bold, sir.
They're going to go into the playoffs with at least one home game and they're going to get firmly beaten very early in the playoffs. But they are going to look
MO.
That's his MO. This team is unbelievable. This is coming up. This is going to be the best Cowboys regular season team.
Why are they
going to
lose in the playoffs?
Because they're just never, ever going to be able to win a Super Bowl with...
Your attitude changed the minute Tony Romo dropped that snap and I called you up to offer my condolences.
You mean the one in Seattle from a few years ago?
No, I'm talking about a few years. No, I'm talking about... this is going a while back. This was G-Tech days.
Okay.
We're talking 8 years ago?
Yeah, when Romo dropped the in the playoff game against Seattle.
Yeah. Since then, you have not been the same.
No, well, no. I'm always pragmatic when it comes to my favorite teams. Like, that's just, it's a given. Because I will be more critical than anybody when it relates to teams that I follow. And
well, you almost have to be.
Well, you know what? Where New England is. So we're always waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Yes.
And so it's like
call
even,
it paranoia. Call it what you want.
I don't give a shit. Call it whatever you want to call it. But this is a problem. We have this issue here.
Yes, we do.
So with that, knowing
that. So
you're
predicting a big season for the Cowboys.
The Cowboys regular season, 16-game season.
Not even going to be close.
It's not even going to be close. Okay. They're going to win that division by 2 or 3 games, which is a massive amount.
No, it is. For the East and the NFC in the last decade, yes, that is a large amount. That's a big thing.
You're going to see on Sunday night, the Cowboys play the Giants.
Oh.
All right? It's going to be in Dallas. It's a big night. My guess...
What happens?
I get the Cowboys by 16.
So they take it. They take it to the G-Man.
You tell me who the Giants' middle linebackers are. Any of them.
I can't.
You can't. No. Can you tell me anybody in their secondary? How about one of their defensive linemen with fingers? Okay.
You got to warn me when you say something.
Dude, no, okay, so you have Eli, who's Eli, again, a serviceable quality quarterback. I would like him on my team. He's good.
One of the highest paid quarterbacks in the NFL.
And he's currently working on a deal right now. Doesn't want to seem greedy, so he's not going to do like the whole, I want to be the highest paid guy.
Well, that was a report for a whole week. I'm not going to talk about it forever, but for a whole week, that's what it was, trying to make him the villain when it was actually just the math.
No, yeah.
It was the math that was putting him at that
Eli is not,
dollars.
Like, yeah, and as
he
much
didn't
as,
ask to be the highest paid.
And listen, I am a huge Coughlin guy. This is from Boston College days.
If you franchised him right now, you'd have to pay him about $23 million a year.
Exactly. And so, you know, why don't you just sign him to a better deal?
That's it. $20 million 4 years. I mean, $80 million 4 years.
So, with that, the Giants.
Do they win that wild card at 9 wins?
The Eagles actually finish ahead of the Giants.
So you got the Eagles numbers. See, I have no faith in the Eagles.
No, that, you know what?
In the system, in Chip Kelly, that in all of his racist blood that goes through him that makes him awkward around black people.
Whatever the case. And you know,
it's true.
I'm awkward around girls. Who, you know,
what does that say?
What is that? So yeah, listen, I don't even want to, like, just on the football field itself, I know Eli. I know Victor Cruz coming off a major injury.
And Odell
and
Beckham Jr.
And I know Odell Beckham Jr. Because of the catch he made against the Cowboys. Now, you would know Odell Beckham because he had a great rookie season.
Yes.
Right? You would know him. But the reason he has reached this folklore level cover of Madden shit.
Was the catch.
Yeah, is that catch. Yep.
And all the fancy catches he does in the practices ever since then.
Peyton Hillis?
I got to show it.
Peyton Hillis. Go ahead. Do you know who he is?
Of course I know who he is. Oh,
okay, great. He was on the cover of Madden.
He
was on the cover of Madden, too. Yeah. And I'm not saying that that's going to be the fate of Odell Beckham, because I think he's a super talented player.
Gronk was almost on that. That was very close.
Please don't let anybody I want to see succeed be on that. But
hey, Marshawn, he did fine.
Marshawn came back, yeah, and he's just built from Cerner stuff. But I don't see the Giants. I see Washington in last place with 2 wins. I see the Giants with 7 wins, 8 maybe. I see the Eagles with 10 wins, and I see the Cowboys with 13 with 12.
So Eagles grab the wild card then.
Eagles are taking the wild card.
Moving on to the North. How are the Lions going to be this year?
Just like they are every year. All the promise in the world.
All
the talent in the friggin' league. And they are a complete afterthought. They
a playoff team?
No. God, no. Who's their quarterback this year?
It's Stafford.
Right, of course. Great.
Didn't they just give him some money?
Who's he throwing to?
He's throwing to my Calvin Johnson.
Calvin Johnson. Awesome.
Yes.
Who else on that
Megatron.
Team? Who else on that team?
Yeah.
There you go. That's it. That's all you need to know. Now,
yeah, because their best player is now playing in South Beach.
Correct. So they don't have Ndamukong Suh anymore. Now their front seven is going to be poor. Their front five is going
to
be poor.
What happened to Trent Richardson?
Trent Richardson.
He's out there, man.
Great, because he didn't...
Go get him.
Yeah, he's awesome. Yeah, so Tiki Bob is out there, too. Yeah, so forget it.
Yeah, I saw... Did you see the meme? The DirecTV version of Trent Richardson? The cable version?
I haven't.
It shows him in his college uniform. He's jacked. Like, this is a legit before and after.
Yeah.
And then it shows him in the Colts jersey. And... he's like puffy and just deflated.
Just like, I'm the
it was great. It was great. You're like, oh, what a shame. Trent Richardson.
That might have to be our.
That was the buzzer. Is that our time?
Yeah, we're almost out of time.
We're almost out of time, so we'll get through this quick.
Go.
So the Green Bay Packers. I guess they're taking the.
Yeah,
the
they
North.
Take their division. Yeah,
they take the North. Minnesota, Bridgewater. What are they going to do? They're making a move. Peterson. What's going on there?
Still Bridgewater, my favorite young quarterback in the league.
We called it preseason last
year.
I'm
telling you, everybody was talking about like this was a shitty draft pick for them. This guy is nothing but talent.
Yep.
He is. Randall Cunningham in the future. Like, this is Randall Cunningham.
He has the
quality.
Potential. Yes,
yep.
yes. He has the potential for that.
He can throw for 4,000 yards and run for 800.
Yeah.
And that's what I can't wait to see again in this league. And durability is not a question yet.
Well, as long as he doesn't dive head first and break his thumbs like Cunningham.
Womp, womp,
womp, womp, womp, womp. Moving on to the NFC South. Oh, the awful NFC South. I have no faith in the Saints. I've told you that before. Sorry to my cousins out there in New Orleans.
Yeah.
But I have no faith in them.
Yeah,
Drew Brees should be a Dolphin, and that's where that story ends. And Nick Saban's an asshole. So I think the Carolina Panthers are going to win their division this year.
I can see that. Yeah, and then winning that division at 10-6 is exactly what I'm seeing.
Yeah.
You know, and not they nobody's got a chance of going like 13-3 in that division.
No. They'll win it with a 10-6 record. So now you got the West. Crying Kaepernick.
Honest to God.
Okay, clearly they're the Seattle.
It's Seattle.
Seattle Seahawks are going to win it.
12-4.
Okay. 13-3, 12-6, and one half a dozen.
Sure. 12-4, 13-3. Doesn't matter.
Cardinals with a healthy, remember last year now, with a healthy Carson Palmer the whole year.
And a healthy Andre Ellington.
Do they get the wild card berth?
They can get over the hump and they can get the wild card berth, and they go to Dallas in week one of the playoffs when Dallas hosts them, and that's the team that knocks Dallas out.
And I can see that.
That's a pretty good prediction.
I mean, you just saw how good the Cardinals were last year.
Yep.
How good they were. Mm-hmm. As soon as he went down,
boom.
When we saw it, we said it. We said, that's it.
That's it.
That's it. Seattle is now going to win the division.
Yep. And Seattle started, 2-4 or something like that?
They were under 500 in the first few games, first four games. But no, as soon as that injury happened, that was it. And obviously, San Francisco fell apart because they're just a big
Because they're San Francisco.
Yeah,
what
exactly.
Interesting.
So we have the Cardinals getting a wild card. We have, Eagles getting the other wild card.
I agree.
Okay.
I agree.
So there you go. And I'm still going Patriots and Seahawks in the Super Bowl.
I'm going to go with that myself. You know, I don't see anybody else taking it.
So for our first episode of season two, we'll agree on one thing. We'll end it with that.
I can't think of a better way to close that out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, make sure you hit us up at Eric and Ted ICS on Twitter.
Yeah, or you can go to
Facebook.com/Eric and Ted. And we promise we'll get our website working well
there.
This year.
I swear I renewed that thing.
That might be the best line you've had on that. I swear I renewed that thing. So, from Eric and Ted's Ice Cream Social,
I am Eric.
And I am Ted. And you guys have a great Sunday. Enjoy the rest of your week.
Some bad news.